Hi, this is Lori Kahn from Om at Home Meditation for Ordinary People. Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach from anywhere in the world on kx93.5.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5. Good morning. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX93.5, and this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can call 949-415-6718, or you can go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information about stress relief, meditation, and coaching. So this morning, I'm going to share some stuff with you from a new book that I just picked up. And it's a book on meditation by a woman named Sharon Salzberg called Real Happiness, The Power of Meditation. And it's a wonderful how-to book with a 28-day meditation program and has a CD included with 9 guided meditations on it, which is always really cool to have. Sharon Salzberg is one of the founding members of the Insight Meditation Society in Barre, Massachusetts, and now there's Insight Centers all over the place. She's written many, many books on meditation, and she travels and teaches widely, so if you ever have an opportunity to see her, you should definitely do that. So one of my favorite things was in the very first chapter on what is meditation, is she says, if you can breathe, you can meditate. In the first chapter in the book, she asks, what is meditation? And she even discusses what meditation isn't. She says that meditation is essentially training our attention so that we can be more aware, not only of what's happening around us, but of the inner workings of our minds. She explains that the principles of insight meditation are the simple and direct practice of moment-to-moment awareness. First, by training our attention to focus on one single chosen object, like the flow of the breath in and out, and then repeatedly letting go of distractions in order to return our attention to that object. And she reminds us that meditation isn't a religion. It doesn't require any special skills or objects or demand a certain chunk of time. But most importantly, she reinforces that meditation doesn't eliminate sadness or rough patches from your life. It just teaches us new ways of coping with difficulties. Now, once we've learned to focus our attention on an object like the breath, we can begin to broaden our focus to include whatever thoughts, sensations, or feelings are arising in the moment. And that's where insight comes in. We gain a sort of deeper knowledge and understanding of how our mind works, and especially how we react to things. Now, the fundamentals of meditation in her book include attention. And she says attention, attention, attention. So she's really trying to get our attention. By concentrating on the breath or the sensations and then using mindfulness to notice when our thoughts wander off from the immediacy of our experience in the moment. And then most importantly, by employing compassion and forgiveness for that wandering mind, rather than judging our experience, we simply notice it. She shares with us a passage by the pioneering psychologist William James, who wrote at the turn of the century that our experience is whatever we agree to attend to. He says, only those items I notice shape my mind. And this shows us that the content and quality of our lives really depends on our level of attention and awareness. What we put our attention on dictates our experience. if we're focused on the negative, then we feel worse about our situation. And of course, that's true if we're only focusing on the positive. Attention and mindfulness really show us that we can direct our attention or focus at will, and we can determine our experience or our quality of life by doing so. Further on in the book, she shares this old Native American story that says that a grandfather is speaking to his grandson about the battle of emotions within. And he explains to his grandson that we each have two wolves inside of us. One is vengeful, fearful, envious, resentful, and deceitful. And the other wolf is loving, compassionate, generous, truthful, and serene. And his grandson asks, "Grandfather, which wolf wins?" And the grandfather explains, "The one we feed." Now, this allegorical tale reminds us that we each have the capacity for happiness or sadness, anger, fear, or hope, and that what we focus on and feed with our attention is the one that dominates our experience. So our meditation then today is to use the simplicity of focusing our attention on the object of our breath and the insight that we gain from mindfulness to keep bringing ourselves back to the moment at hand, to notice what we place our attention on, and to be compassionate and kind towards ourselves if our focus wanders off. So find a comfortable position and let's go ahead and get started. You can sit in a chair or on the floor, whatever you choose. If you're sitting on the floor, though, you should have a cushion underneath you, making your hips propped up a little higher than your knees, and that'll save your back from getting sore. Let your hands rest in your lap with your left palm sitting on top of your right palm, facing up and letting your thumbs touch. This is called Zen Mudra. It helps us quiet the mind. Lower your chin a little bit and lengthen your spine, and allow your back to be supported by whatever you're sitting on, and take a deep breath in through the nose and blow very, very slowly out through the mouth. Good. Let's do this two more times. These are called preparation or cleansing breaths. Deeply in through the nose and slowly out through the mouth. Kind of like walking down the corridor on your way to meditation. And this is the hallway to stepping into the meditation and allowing yourself, giving yourself permission to go inside and start to focus your attention on the breath. Just letting the breath now move in and out of the nose naturally. Allowing yourself to feel the temperature of the air on your skin and the temperature of the air as it flows in through the nose. And feeling the warmth of your own breath as it comes out of the body. And then focusing the mind on the breath by labeling the breath a few times. You can either say inhale and exhale as you breathe, or you can say breathing in, breathing out as you go, whichever you like. This is called labeling. So just focusing the mind on the breath by labeling for about a minute or so. And as you do that, I'm going to take you through a scan of the whole body. Breathing in, moving into your feet, and breathing out, really feeling your feet. And as you breathe in again and out again, you move up into the ankles, and then into the shins and calves. Breathing into the knees and the backs of the knees, the sides of the knees. And out as you expand up into the thighs. And in to the hips and the low belly and the low back, softening as you exhale. Into the ribs and the sides of the body, the middle back. Out as you lower the shoulder blades into the body. and let the heart rise in the chest, softening. Continuing your inhale and exhale as you widen your collarbones and drop your shoulders into your elbows into your wrists and fingers. Softening your jaw and letting your teeth be parted and your eyes roll down. Your face softens, releasing the mask of the day. And the crown of the head opens and extends to the sky, letting your whole spinal cord lengthen and soften within the body. Letting go of labeling the breath and just allowing your attention and your focus to be on whatever's happening in the present moment. Maybe you can hear music or traffic or the sound of birds. Just let yourself be present to it. And notice if it starts to disrupt or distract you or make you start thinking. And when that happens, you use mindfulness to say, oh, I was just thinking, just distracted. Come back and label a couple of breaths, breathing in, breathing out, just to recenter your focus on the moment. Not having to have your focus and attention be so tight that the mind doesn't wander or you're not aware of your experience, or so loose that you lose yourself in a train of thought. Just somewhere in between, too loose and too tight. And you'll continue this, and I'll check in with you in just a few minutes. Notice where your thinking is gone, how it draws you and your attention and focus away and becomes the object of your attention. How it draws the quality of your experience into the thoughts. And you simply bring yourself back by reconnecting with the breath, breathing in, breathing out, and making any adjustments in the body that you need to be comfortable again. And then drop it and just let yourself be.
Thank you.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX 93.5, and this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People. Today we're focusing on the breath and the moment-by-moment awareness and experience. Breathing in, breathing out, and letting go of distractions and how they make you feel like you want to react to them. Just letting them drop.
Thank you.
Begin to deepen your breath. Notice the quality and state of your mind and how your body's feeling. Let yourself soften from the inside out and come back to focusing on the breath. Learning how to let this be enough. How to enjoy these moments. How to focus on the present. Bring your breath into the base of your spine. And as you inhale, draw the breath up your back. And exhale down the front of the body. Inhaling up the back and exhaling down the front a few more times. You've been listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Khan on Laguna's only FM KX93.5. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can call 949-415-6718 or go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information about stress relief, meditation, and coaching. This is Lori, and I thank you for sitting with me today and wish you peace along your way.